Disney Destiny will bring stories of legendary Disney heroes and villains to life. New Walt Disney World drone show will soar above Disney Springs. New Dear Disney segment, headline news, and so much more on today's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast, your Disney infotainment podcast. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times, and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, kids, welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. All right, did you do anything Disney this weekend, Mr. James?
Kind of. I spent the entire Saturday at Disney Springs, and yes, I did.
Yeah. How was, let's see, I left you at Homecoming.
Yep.
We should mention, if you haven't, go see the Ghostbuster movie. It was pretty good. Ghostbusters,
yes,
Frozen Empire. It's got the entire OG cast, except for the ones that are dead, obviously, and the new cast, Paul Rudd and all them. So go check it out. It was pretty good.
It was really good. Enjoyed it.
Yep. So we went to Homecoming for lunch, which was good.
Yep. Can't argue with that.
Nope. Can never argue with Homecoming. I won't get into that. And then you went to Boathouse, right?
No, I went walking around for a while. I actually went to a few shops here and there, World of Disney, you know, Erebus, the Co-op, Once Upon a Toy, which used to be a lot larger.
And a lot nicer. Yeah. And it used to actually have toys in it.
It's got something in it. It's got toys. There's nothing I want.
No.
We looked at the pins, the pin trading gazebo.
Yeah.
Stayed away, thankfully.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about pins a little later in the show. I got something about pins that's very interesting.
I heard about this.
All right, let's tell everybody about Disney Destiny. What is this?
Apparently, Disney Destiny will bring stories of legendary Disney heroes and villains to life. Disney Cruise Line has unveiled details about its newest ship, the Disney Destiny, during a keel-laying ceremony at Meyer Werft Shipyard in Papenburg, Germany. Apparently, Disney does not want anybody else to build ships in Meyer Werft for the next unforeseeable future, because as soon as this other one comes right out, another one's going right in.
Oh, yeah.
But there's that. The ship will be themed around heroes and villains. Draws inspiration from iconic Disney stories and characters, promising guests an immersive experience.
Right.
Please be better than that other immersive experience I heard about. The design reflects the duality of Disney narratives, showcasing both light and dark elements from beloved films like The Lion King and Hercules. The ship's bow features artwork of Minnie Mouse and in a heroic pose, symbolizing the adventurous spirit of voyage. Scheduled for delivery in 2025, hence the reason Meyer Werft has nothing better to do but build Disney ships. The Disney Destiny is part of the company's expansion plans, which include other ships like the Disney Wish and the Disney Treasure, as well as new destinations such as Disney's Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point in the Bahamas.
So it's interesting that they're going with a hero villain kind of ship. So, you know, my immediate thing was, like, I was thinking, all right, you can have hero decks, right? Villain decks. You can have villain-themed rooms and hero-themed rooms. You could have a hero dining room, a villain dining room. You know, I could see that working out pretty good. I could see that being very interesting.
It is a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you could have, like, one night as a hero show, one night as a villain show.
Yep.
You know, I can really see them, you know, I don't know if they'll go to that extent that I am talking, but, you know, hey, Disney, if you're listening, and I know you do occasionally, it's free. Just take the idea and run with it.
You got starboard side and the port side. You can literally do heroes and villains on each side of the ship.
Yeah. I think it'd be very cool.
Or more. Mix it all up. Never know what room you're going to get.
Yeah. Hero pool, villain pool. The whole thing should all be split up.
I was like, it's a great idea. I like the idea and the concept. We'll see. We'll see where this goes when we get closer to an actual
picture and design. Concept drawings. And we'll see. All right. Hey, Walt Disney World will have a new drone show soaring over Disney Springs. It will be from May 24th through September 2nd. Drones will take flight above Lake Buena Vista in Disney Springs for the Disney Dreams That Soar. That's the name of the show. Disney Dreams That Soar. It's a new drone show at Walt Disney World Resort. And why do they have to always make these like limited time experiences? Anyway, limited time experience will showcase Disney stories that celebrate the joy of flight. Featuring state-of-the-art choreographed drones accompanied by music and memorable Disney movie quotes. Disney Dreams That Soar will be Walt Disney World's first drone show since Star Bright Holidays, which was back in 2016.
Yep.
We have not seen a drone since 2016.
We're almost 10 years in.
Ouch. That's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Make it big, make it good, Disney. That's all we're saying.
We will know the dates and let you know when we know.
Yep.
Or the time.
Let me tell you, if you're going to go on May 24th, you should get there at 10 o'clock in the morning and get your spot because it is going to be a zoo. Yeah. It is going to be nuts because every blogger within a 100-mile radius will be there.
That is a Friday, too, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So get there early. Park your car, park your spot, bring your little lawn chair, sit there, and just wait.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. You know where a good spot? Well, I shouldn't really say where a good spot is.
Sorry.
Splitsville, upstairs.
If you can see it from there. But then you can't hear the music, probably.
That's okay. All right. What do we got next, Mr. James?
We have Encanto Sing-Along, Communicore Hall, returning characters, and more coming to Disney World this summer. Walt Disney World Resorts announced summer celebrations, including the opening of Communicore Hall and Plaza at Epcot on June 10th.
Wow. Now we got a date.
Yeah, June.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The plaza will feature a new Mickey Mouse greeting spot and outdoor green spaces from June 10th through September 6th, 2024. Celebration Encanto, a new sing-along featuring the songs and story of Encanto, will be performed several times daily on the Communicore Plaza stage. Joy from Inside Out will join Pixar Plaza on June 10th ahead of the premiere of Inside Out 2. Animal Kingdom commemorates the 30th anniversary of The Lion King with special events, merchandise, and character meet and greets from June 10th through September 6th of 2024.
Wow. You know, they still really haven't said exactly what's going to be in Communicore Hall. All they said is the character meet and greet, and that's it. Nothing else.
And a stage.
Yeah. That's it. And we know it's going to be like the festival center, right? You know, where they'll do shows and demonstrations for blah, 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 blah. But that's it. That's all we know.
We had a festival center.
Yeah. They took it down. Yeah. Hey, new details revealed for the Season of the Force at Disneyland. Disneyland Resort unveils new Season of the Force. This is a Star Wars event featuring Hyperspace Mountain, Star Tours. The adventure continues with new adventures and the debut of Fire of the Rising Moons, a nighttime experience in Star Wars Galactic Edge. A new merchandise and themed food and beverages will be available, along with a holopack magic shot from Disney PhotoPass service. Disneyland After Dark, the Star Wars night, is a separate ticketed event which will run on select nights from April 16th to May 9th, offering Disney Star Wars themed activities and experiences. Dun, 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 dun.
Nice.
Why don't they bring Star Wars Weekends back?
I don't know.
Yeah. Me neither.
It was not bad, and it drew a huge crowd.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, people used to sleep in the parking lot.
Yeah.
To meet they'd get there people
real early.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Interesting. Well, maybe one day it'll come back.
Maybe. Let's hope.
Yeah.
One can hope.
Yep.
So, let's see. Up next.
Shoot.
Two new Princess and the Frog shops coming to Disneyland.
Oh, good for
just
that.
Just Disneyland?
Yep.
Just, yep. Yeah. Okay. Disneyland Resort introduces two new stores in Critter Country inspired by the Princess and the Frog. Ray's Berets and Lewis's Critter Club. Ray's Berets, formerly the Briar Patch, will offer headwear, apparel, toys, and more, named after the Firefly character Ray. Louis's Critter Club, taking over the left-hand side of Pooh's Corner, will feature apparel, home decor, and merchandise centered around Critters and Princess Tiana. Critter Country will temporarily close from May 1st, 2024 for the reimagination of the shops.
Interesting. So two stores, say you. I'm sure they'll redo ours.
By I mean, we have Mountain. Two, technically.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they'll redo them.
We just don't know what they are yet.
Exactly. All right, this week's Dear Disney segment, I'd like to start with Tables in Wonderland. Please, dear Disney, could we please bring back Tables in Wonderland? Us locals really, really enjoyed it. We had a little discount on one hand and a little valet on the other hand. Just saying, it was really nice. It was really nice to have, a list of places that we can go and get an extra discount. So, I don't know why that's not coming back, but it's free money. You took, I don't know, $120 of my dollars, and then you gave me a discount. And I had to work really hard to try and make that $120 back by spending even more money to make $120. So it was a win-win for you.
Yeah.
My other dear Disney, because the other part of the Tables in Wonderland is valet, is why there is still no valet service at Disney Springs. It's run by an outside service. It doesn't cost you anything. You charge for it. It's convenient sometimes, I don't mind paying it occasionally,
There is also this problem, no security check over there right now.
So you put one.
More stuff.
Yeah, you put one. You put another little stand-up thing and 2-3 guards. I mean, how many people could you, Anyway, I think it could be done.
True.
If they really put some effort into it. So, I'm just saying. Well, that's my dear Disney for the week. Tables of Wonderland should come back. Disney Springs Valley Park should come back. That's all I'm saying. All right, next up, Donald's Quacky Duck City coming to Tokyo Disneyland this spring. Tokyo Disneyland is set to host Donald's Quacky Duck City. That's a tongue twister. April 9th to June 30th of 2024, transforming the park into Donald Duck's Dream World. In Duck City, Donald takes center stage as a superstar with unique decorations and monuments celebrating him throughout the park. A special parade, quacky celebration, Donald the Legend will feature Disney characters in blue and white and yellow costumes expressing their admiration for Donald. Additionally, Pete, a classic character from Walt Disney Animation, will make his first appearance in Tokyo Disney Resort Entertainment in this event. So there you go. They're turning the park into Duck City.
Interesting.
That's quackers, man.
They love some Donald out there, apparently.
I guess so. I guess so. I'm surprised it's not Duffy. You know, a Duffy celebration.
Don't worry. He probably gets his own, too.
I'm sure.
He is the most popular bear in all of Tokyo.
Yes, he is.
Oh, up next, folks, for you DVC owners and non-DVC owners, and maybe soon to be again, who knows? Disney creates online virtual tour of cabins. Disney Vacation Club members and prospective members can now view an online tour of the cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. That's nice. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Out of the gate, sales have been sluggish for the newest DVC property. One of the contributing factors is the lack of a physical model room for guests to tour at Walt Disney World. I could understand that.
Yep.
DVC is hoping to address this concern by creating an online virtual tour of the cabin's interior. Mm. The tour allows viewers to experience nearly every nook and cranny of the cabin's updated cabins. For the first time, we are able to get a clear look at the bathroom, at the bathroom amenities and layout. The tour finally clarifies that there is no bathtub in each cabin, only a stand-up shower. Also visible are the full wall of windows along the front of the unit and storage cubbies in the bedroom. Viewers can even zoom in for a closer look at some of the custom artwork throughout the cabin. The virtual tour of the cabins at Fort Wilderness Resort can be found at Matterport.com. Points are currently on sale for the cabins. Early buyers and cash guests are now able to make reservations at the resort. Reservations will be open to members with DVC points and other resorts on April 23rd, 2024, subject to the 7-month window.
You know, if they were smart, and they're not, but if they were, they would take one of the cabins and drop it in the parking lot of the Saratoga Springs Preview Center so that people can go and tour a cabin.
There is only, like, a lot of room there.
Exactly what I'm saying.
As in all the room.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to hook it up. You don't have to light it or plumb it. You know, maybe, temporary electricity so you can keep it air conditioned.
If you have the sunlight, well, yeah, you need a little air. But if it's all windows on one side, just make sure you point it in the direction of the sunlight.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I would do. I mean, a virtual tour is not going to sell these things, you know.
I know it helps, but...
Yeah. It's not going to help enough.
And it's not all the bells and whistles?
No. It's a harder pill to swallow because you're at least two bus rides away from whatever you want to go to, right? You have to take an internal bus to get to the external bus. So you're two bus rides away from anything. There is no restaurant at your resort because they took it away. All you have is hoop-de-doo and takeout. So it's a little bit tougher pill to swallow. You know, if you want coffee in the morning, you have to make your own coffee. You know, if you want breakfast, you either have to go get it or you have to make it. So, you know, that's not like all the other DVCs. So
no, they got what they need, where they need, and
yeah. All right, up next, Anaheim Planning Commission approves Disneyland Forward. The Anaheim Planning Commission has approved Disney's proposed $1.9 billion expansion plan, known as Disneyland Forward, for the Disneyland Resort. The project aims to expand both Disneyland and California Adventure westward, potentially adding new attractions-themed area properties like Tangled, Peter Pan, Zootopia, Frozen, and Toy Story. Disney also seeks to introduce an Avatar-themed experience, expand downtown Disney, and a third parking structure. The plan includes a commitment to affordable housing, street improvements, transportation, sewer upgrades, all pending final approval by the Anaheim City Council in April. The expansion promises to increase tax revenue and job opportunities in the area. So we're well on our way to a new Disneyland. Dun, dun, dun. Wow.
They got that proposed quicker than we can decide what to do with Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that'll be done. Well, that's like 2 years in the making, James. Or more.
Well, the approval's done. That's all. That's a start in the right direction.
Yeah.
And then, the building, that'll be a while. Mm.
Exactly. Exactly.
A lot.
Yep.
Oh, up next, Star Tours recruits Andor, Ahsoka, Din Djarin, and Grogu starting April 5th. Beginning April 5th, 2024, characters from Andor, Ahsoka, and The Mandalorian will join Star Tours. The adventure continues at Disneyland Park in California and Disneyland's Hollywood Studios in Florida and also Disneyland Paris. This update marks the first appearance of Cassian Andor, Ahsoka Tano, and Din Djarin from The Mandalorian, and Grogu, Baby Yoda, in a Disney theme park ride. The ride, piloted by C-3PO and R2-D2, will feature urgent transmissions from these characters as guests embark on sightseeing flights to various destinations in the Star Wars galaxy. Additionally, a new planet, Predia from Ahsoka, will be added to the attraction's lineup of possible destinations, offering over 250 combinations of characters, locations, and scenarios. This update continues the tradition of evolving the attraction with new Star Wars projects, providing guests with a dynamic and immersive experience.
Yeah. Dear Disney, Could you list out the 250 different combinations for us? Because I'm
get
a little confused.
Same five.
Yeah. I keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
You know. Now, I'm not going to write it 1,000 times to figure out all 250. So if you could just, throw us a bone and help us out there. Right.
That's a lot of combinations, actually.
Yeah, that is. That is. All right, D23 is coming up in August, and they've announced a lineup for their 2024 Legends Award Heroes, or honorees. The D23 Ultimate Fan Club concludes the weekend unparalleled programming and spectacular Disney Legends Award Ceremony. Ryan No Talent Seacrest will host the awards. And here is the list of people that will get a fun award. You have Colleen Atwood, Angela Bassett. I'm not really sure what she's done for the Disney company, but okay. Martha Blanding, James L. Brooks, James Cameron, Jamie Lee Curtis, Yikes, Miley Cyrus. Yeah, she needs to be a Disney legend in her own mind. Steve Ditko, Harrison Ford, Mark Henn. If you don't know who Mark Henn is, if you are a D23 member and have that Mickey poster with the globe, that was done by Mark Henn. You got Frank Oz and another no-skilled, no-talent person, Kelly Ripa. I don't know why she should get one. And last but not least, Joe Rohde and John Williams. Those two definitely should get honors.
And I am going Ford.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Not everybody does, but I do.
And I think Joe just announced that he was going back to Disney Imagineering. We'll have to figure out, you know, what capacity he's going to go do that in. But I would like to petition the Disney company to give Margaret Kerry a Legend Award. Please, can we do it soon? She is 90-something. We don't know how much longer on the planet she will be, but, you know, she was the original reference model for Tinkerbell. I think she's earned it. I don't know. Just give it a shot, Disney. You know, before she's dead. You don't want to have to give it to her family. All right, how about a little headline?
And now, the headline news.
All right, we actually might be getting closer to opening. The Cake Bake Shop at the Boardwalk is hiring. They're hosting a hiring event. If you'd like to, I don't know, be a baker or a server.
Actually,
cashier.
At the Cake Bake Shop, does it have a roof to host an event?
I don't know where they're hosting. It's probably in a Boardwalk event room somewhere.
Over there at the
convention area of the,
or the other end of the social hall or the dance hall.
Yeah, dance hall, sure. Any of those places would be good. But hey, at least they're hiring. So that must mean
they're getting
closer to a training and actually opening the doors. That's all good. Have you heard, Mr. James, of something called Disney Pinnacle?
I have heard a brief thing on this, and that's about all I know.
All right. So Disney Pinnacle is going to be pin trading of the NFT sort. These will be virtual pins and pin collections and one-offs. That you will be able to collect in the virtual world, but will not have anything in the physical world. And they partnered up with a company called Dapper Labs. You can go to Disney Pinnacle. They have a website up, and you can sign up to join so that when it drops, if you want to get a... I'm sure it's going to be a membership, kids. It's not going to be free. Maybe it might be free, but I highly doubt it. I'm sure it'll be some kind of membership service. And you go check out Dapper Labs. They have some other things that they've done as well. Go check that out. Speaking of the pins, cast member to guest pin trading returns to Disney World. So cast members will now be wearing pins so that you can trade with them again.
As they have been already. Yep. I saw them this weekend.
Yep. So get your pins out, kids. Time to trade them. Trade them if you got them. Things are looking up over at Tiana's Bayou. Imagineers are doing test runs on test dummies over on the attraction. So that should be opening up this summer. Let's hopefully knock wood. New Star Wars May the 4th, 2024 collection is coming to Disney Parks. They got a ton of merch this year. So if you're a Star Wars collector,
super
get
fan.
Ready. May 4th. Yes. May 4th is coming. Tom Sawyer Island Bridge returns after a 9-month refurbishment. The barrels are back. Roll out the barrels. Anyway.
9 months. Wow.
Yeah. 9 months. I guess I had to go find barrels probably. Who puts things in barrels except for the mafia? Cash
Tennessee.
Reservation. What?
Or in Kentucky.
Yeah.
On the trail.
Cash reservations are open for Fort Wilderness cabins. That's the DVC cabins that we're talking about. So if you would like to stay in one of those brand spanking new DVC cabins, they are now taking your money. You can do that. What else? Character dining. Return to Vero Beach. So you'll have some now. Character dining is back. Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny have arrived at the Magic Kingdom for the 2024 season. So if you want to go get your picture with the bunny, he's out. And she's out. And they're waiting.
They're out.
They're waiting. New dining space opens for more seating at Harambe Market and Tamu Tamu in Disney's Animal Kingdom. There's a whole new outdoor area. Go grab some food over there. Disney unveiled another glimpse of its groundbreaking AI-powered Star Wars BD robots. Have you seen these little tiny robots scooting around? Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. It'll be interesting if they just, you know, set them free in Galaxy's Edge, like, you know, and interact with the guests, because they are programmed to respond to questions. So it'd be very cool to just see them, you know, kind of out there roaming, you know. And here is the rumor alert. Disney allegedly has purchased 100 new buses to be added to the fleet. 100 new buses are going to be added to the bus fleet this year, 2024. Well, it's a monorail, but with many more wheels, and it will be on the ground. And it will stop at every traffic light and only go 25 miles an hour.
All the traffic lights.
All the time. All right, kids. That's it. That's all we got. Anything else that's interesting?
It. I do not.
No? Nothing.
Oh, September. You can't even do them yet. Look at that. I was trying to see what the stay price was going to be for the new vacation club cabins.
For cash?
Yeah, but you can't even make a reservation yet because guess why? Well, they don't start until September 27th.
Oh, there you go.
So you got a little bit of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I tried looking in May. In May.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't work out very well, folks. No. No. I got nowhere.
No. Yeah, I was trying. Well, the dates I put in, it gave me a price because I was putting in October, like the week
before
Halloween. Yeah. Or the week after Halloween, something like that. Yeah. But the week after Halloween, I'm going to be on a cruise, so that really wouldn't work.
What did it give you?
I can't remember. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Wasn't too bad? I'm trying to see right
now. It might have been a little bit more than the regular cabins. You know, you should open up like two tabs, do the regular cabins and those cabins and see what
The regular cabin was at like five something, I think. So it's no big deal. I'll look at it. Yeah. We'll get across to it one day, and we will check it out either way, one way or another.
All right, kids.
Yeah, hey, that's thanks. Thank you for being here.
If you want to support us, go over to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast, and you can support us over there. We got two extra shows. We got the Extra Magic Hour show and the Disney Plus podcast show. And go check us out on the internets at DisneyParksPodcast.com. We have some stuff over there as well. And that's it. We'll see you next time here at the Disney Parks
Podcast.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.